I'm very thankful for him and his ministry. And he lives what he believes. And I appreciate that. And so he's going to be our speaker tonight. Dr. Salazar, would you please come?
Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for the opportunity to be here. And let me just say before we get started, what a privilege and honor it is for me, graduates, to be here on your special night. Congratulations. This is a tremendous milestone in your life, but it's not the end. It's just the beginning of a new chapter. Amen? And I want to share this special night with you. So thank you for the opportunity for me to be here. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. That will be our text this evening. And this is not a unfamiliar verse if you're familiar with this school. The mascot of this school is the Eagles. And I want you five to remember that when you graduate in just a few minutes, you will be an Eagle for the rest of your life. It's important that you're not just a graduate of any high school, but here of this high school, and make it count for something. An eagle is special. You know, that was the national bird adopted with the national seal in 1789 with George Washington. When I think about that eagle, I think about strength. I think about liberty. I also think about really the power, really every aspect of leadership, servant leadership. So make that mean something in these coming years. And always remember the foundation that's been laid. It didn't happen by accident. You had parents that loved you and invested in you. And just take time, not just to verbally thank them, write them a note. Remember all the times they've invested in your life to get to this special night. And make sure you show that appreciation in writing. Thank your pastor, thank your youth pastor, thank your principal, all your teachers, and all those that made this night possible. You didn't get here by accident. It was by design. Most of all, thank the Lord for this special night. Isaiah chapter 40 will be our text. In verse 31, the word of God says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Ladies and gentlemen, that eagle is a very special symbol, not just for our nation, but for a Christian. As you see eagles maybe sometimes in the wilderness, if you go up to areas in the mountains, you'll never see eagles together in herds. Eagles fly alone. Eagles soar. And young people, for tonight, I want to challenge you. I want to charge you to soar like an eagle all the days of your life. Now, that's going to take three things, I know for sure. And those three things are an uncommon commitment. It's going to take an uncommon commitment to soar like an eagle for the Lord Jesus Christ. What do I mean by that? Let me give you a quick illustration. Many years ago, before you were born, I served in the military. I was a paratrooper in the United States Army. I used to jump out of airplanes. Enjoyed that part tremendously. One day we were on an airborne operation in an old Huey helicopter, 11,000 feet up in the air. We were jumping what they called a halo jump, no static line, free fall. We jumped out of the helicopter with my partner, going about 120 miles an hour, meeting terminal velocity. And then after about a mile and a half, I pulled my chute, my ripcord, and then I started to go up. My canopy filled up. I looked down and my partner was still falling to the ground. He had pulled his ripcord, but his chute did not open. I was alarmed for him. I couldn't understand what could have happened. He was well trained. Next thing I know, he's about 300 feet off the ground. We started at 11,000. About 300 feet off the ground, he was able to get his reserve open. Barely enough time for that reserve chute to open, and he hit the ground very hard on his back because it barely inflated. By the time I got down there, he was hurt, but he got up. And he said to me, I'll never forget it, I think I got more frightened than he did. I almost saw a good friend of mine die. He said, okay. He said, I must not have packed my chute right. Let's go do it again, and let's get back up there, and let's jump again. And he got up there and did it again after almost dying. That was uncommon commitment. He was committed to the mission no matter what. He was committed. Young people, to soar like an eagle, you're going to have an uncommon commitment. Uncommon in today's society for young people. Be uncommon. Be different. Be peculiar on purpose, because God has a special plan for you. Not just an uncommon commitment, but it's going to take uncommon courage. Uncommon courage. We live in a world today where courage is something that we don't see very often. Boy, it's an exciting thing to see young people fired up for the Lord with courage, spiritual courage, to take a stand when everyone else is going the way of the world. Young people, understand, if you have uncommon courage, the Lord is going to bless you and pour out his blessings upon your life like you can never imagine. Uncommon commitment, uncommon courage, and it's going to take uncommon character. Character is something that's missing, unfortunately, in American society today. From the business sector to the political sector, everywhere we turn in between, there's a total lack of character. Young people, the Lord is concerned about character. The Lord wants you to have uncommon character. If you're going to soar like an eagle, these three things must be paramount. They must be present in your life. You must make sure that you have an uncommon commitment, that you have an uncommon courageous spirit, and that you have an uncommon character for the gospel's sake. I challenge you with these three things. What does it mean to soar? Well, I want to give you an acrostic. See, you have these three things, and then you can soar. Let me give you an acrostic beginning with S. Number one, S, seek and serve Christ above everything else. Seek Christ and serve Christ above everything else in life. Matthew 6:33 tells us this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Young people, seek the Lord first. The secret to success is a mystery to so many people. God doesn't want it to be. It's found right here in his precious word. Seek Christ first above everything. And then serve him faithfully all the days of your life. I love that passage in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Because Christ gives us the victory. Therefore, be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your work in the Lord is never vain. Understand that he wants you to serve him faithfully all the days of your life. So if you're going to soar like an eagle, seek Christ above all things and serve him faithfully all the days of your life. And then number two, overcome the trials and temptations of this world and obtain your crown. The book of Revelation talks about this. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. The Bible tells us, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And James says this, See, you need to overcome the temptations of this world, the flesh. What does that look like? Well, often today it comes in the form of uncensored internet. Things that your friends might say, hey, look at this. Listen to this. Let's go over here. Overcome that temptation. The Lord will always give you a way. And James puts it this way. The book of James in verse 12, chapter 1. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Overcome the trials and temptations of this world. And by the way, it's not always sin. Sometimes the Lord is giving you a trial, a difficult time, a storm. The Lord is giving you that storm to give you that uncommon character. Weather the storm, keep your eyes on the Lord, and He will forge that type of character in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. James says very clearly that you will receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Listen, first of all, soaring like an eagle, seek and serve the Lord above everything. But then overcome trials and temptation and sin. The Lord will give you that strength, that power to overcome. And then make sure that you obtain the crown of life, being faithful. Love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul. Love Him with every part of your being. That's the great commandment, is it not? Love the Lord. Don't just like the Lord, young people. Love Him. Love Him relentlessly. Pursue His perfect will for your life. Well, to soar, you're going to seek and to serve. Overcome, you're going to obtain the crown. And then A, I want you to approve and advance excellence for the cause of Christ. We live in a world where so many things are just done halfway. So many things are just average. Young people, God doesn't want you just to be average. God didn't save you just to be mediocre. In fact, the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation chapter 3 how He feels about lukewarmness. No, we're to come out from among them. The Lord is raising you up so that you will have influence and impact this world for Jesus Christ. This is the new chapter in your life. Yes, dream big dreams, but dream them for the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be like David. Is there not a cause? Yes. The cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is more worthy to invest your life upon. And that doesn't mean that you have to be over here as a missionary or over here as a Christian school teacher. Wherever the Lord has called you, you bloom where He's put you. You make sure that you're the salt and light wherever He has you. Be faithful. Be faithful. Wherever the Lord places you. So very clearly, we want to advance excellence. Philippians chapter 1 comes to mind, verses 9 and 10. The Word of God says this, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment or discernment." Young people, one of the biggest reasons we have a Christian school is for you to grow in wisdom. So that you not only come to a saving knowledge of Christ, but that your heart is captured by Christ. So that your heart and mind is developed so you can discern when mom and dad are not there, when your pastor, youth pastor, principal, and teachers are not there, when your Christian peers are not there, that you will make the right decision. By the way, that's uncommon character, isn't it? It's going to take uncommon character for you to do what's right, no matter who's around, even if no one's there. Uncommon character. You're an eagle. God wants you to soar. And the Bible tells us here in Philippians chapter 10 that you may approve things that are what? Excellent. That you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Young people, in every aspect of your life, pursue excellence for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave his all for you. Jesus Christ gave his all for every person in this auditorium. The least we could do is give him our very best. The least we could do is pursue excellence in every aspect of our life. Be relentless to pursue excellence. Advance it. Approve it. When you soar like an eagle, you're going to approve and advance excellence in every part of your life. When you see that over here, you're making a provision for the flesh, you're going to close that door. You're not going to set yourself up to fail. You're going to be like Nehemiah, survey the fence that's guarding your heart and mind. You're going to repair that breach. You're going to plug up the hole. So the old deluder, Satan, will not put his foot in there and start to deceive and manipulate. So that you will not be pulled out by the things of this world, by sin, and by the things that would cause you to go wayward. If you're going to soar, seek and serve Christ above all things. Overcome and obtain the crown of life. Advance and approve excellence. Hey, uncommon commitment to this. It's going to take uncommon courage. And it's going to take uncommon character. Those three things are going to be paramount. Where is the young person? Where are the young people who will stand up today and fill that gap? I believe they're sitting right here, right now. And if you allow the Lord to use you as a vessel of honor, he will raise you up and you will have mighty influence in this world for the cause of Christ. And you will be like Paul that one day at the end of your life. And you can say, I've fought the good fight. I've finished my course. Yes, the Lord wants you to make a difference in this world. We have to yield. We have to surrender to his perfect will. Then finally, R. We're going to seek. We're going to overcome. We're going to advance excellence. We're going to redeem the time the Lord has given us. And we're going to restore the timeless values of the Word of God. Boy, that's a mighty task today. America needs revival. America needs revival in the coming years, or we will be gone as a nation. I served in the days of Ronald Reagan. He was my commander in chief. And I remember distinctly one day him saying, if we ever forget we are one nation under God, then we're going to become a nation gone under. And ladies and gentlemen, we are at that point now. But young people, don't be alarmed about it. Rejoice that God has brought you to such a time as this. God has raised you up with a unique and special time in American history to make a difference. Fulfill God's perfect will for your life. Redeem the time. Ephesians chapter 5, it says very clearly that we're to walk circumspectly. That means carefully, looking around, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time. Buy back that time. Don't waste time. Oh, it breaks my heart when I see young people, so much potential, and yet they waste their time. They throw away time. Young people, have an uncommon commitment to redeem that time. Buy it back. Use every moment, every minute, every hour for the gospel. Use it to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Use it to impact this world for Christ. Use it to sharpen one another as iron sharpens iron. The Bible is very clear that we are to redeem that time. And the Bible also says in verse 17, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Young people, the will of the Lord is for you not just to be saved, but to be sanctified and to serve him all the days of your life in every aspect of this society. Allow God to do that. Be a willing vessel. Not only does the Lord want you to redeem that time, to sharpen yourself, to grow in the grace and knowledge, but God wants you to restore the wall. Remember Nehemiah chapter 2? As Nehemiah comes back to rebuild the wall so they can rebuild the temple, Nehemiah had to do many things. And he built that wall in record time in just under 2 months, with people trying to kill him, with all sorts of obstacles. In record time, he built that wall. He had uncommon courage, did he not? He had an uncommon commitment, and he had uncommon character. Young people, we need to restore the things that God values in our society. My closing passage is Isaiah 58, verses 11 and 12. The word of God says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." And verse 12. Listen, graduates. This is for you. "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." That's the challenge. We're living in a world with breaches, with broken walls. And God is looking for young people who are willing and able and ready to stand up to the challenge. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things, if we will just humble ourselves and have that uncommon commitment to the cause of Christ, to have that uncommon courage to stand no matter what, and to have uncommon character in every circumstance. Young people, I challenge you, rise up, be a repairer of the breach, restore the past to dwell in. Make a difference in this life with something that's bigger than you. Dream big for the Lord. Serve Him faithfully all the days of your life. Let's pray.